The Traveler's Journal, December 23rd, in Arizona's Petrified Forest. More than 200 million years ago, dense conifer forests grew along moist valleys in a part of the planet now known as East Central Arizona. When these trees died, some fell into streams and were washed down into valley marshes, where they were covered by mineral-rich sediments and buried deep by mudflows and volcanic ash. Transformed geologically, the trees became logs of spectral sparkling crystal, harder than steel, yet extremely brittle. Time passed, and continents drifted. Mountains peaked up, only to be scoured flat by wind and water. As the earth melted away, these logs of petrified wood emerged, like candy canes from ice cream in the sun. Over 90 years ago, President Teddy Roosevelt recognized this jewel box as a rare natural wonder. He set aside a 146-square-mile pageant of geology, paleontology, and anthropology as the Petrified Forest National Park. Over 1 million visitors now come each year from around the world to witness relics from the Triassic times, a kaleidoscope of colored logs older than the dinosaurs. The park's 30-mile drive traces the Puerco River, which, except for snow melt and summer thunderstorms, is a dry wash through the baking mile-high desert. Two park museums explain nature's handiwork. Visitors are free to wander, even camp amid these ancient forests. Standing on the floor of eternity, under the endless celestial ceiling, certainly puts things into perspective. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check into our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. You'll find a world of travel resources.